Bobby Rossi.
Fence call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I've got a story I've been waiting like 24 hours to tell you. I've been like, I can't wait to share this story with my friends. And so let me hit top three stories, and then I got to get into this story. I've been dying to tell you what happened to me yesterday. So top three stories, terrible earthquake that hit Turkey, Syria, Israel, and I believe Lebanon, 7.8 earthquake initially, and then the aftershocks after that have been pretty high as well. Now, unfortunately, the death toll has soared past 3,500 people. The largest earthquake to hit Buffalo in 40 years happened today as well, but this was nothing on the level that hit Turkey and Syria. And then China is accusing the United States of using indiscriminate force when it came to the balloon, the, quote, weather balloon, and the military is still searching for the satellite remnants. So we've talked about that off and on throughout the show here. All right, so I've been dying to tell you this story that happened to me yesterday. So we've covered the story in the past about Apple's AirTag, that you could buy this Apple AirTag. They're like $30 each, and there was a concern that some women were having that they were being that people were using these AirTags to track the location of their vehicle. They were finding these AirTags like on the outside of their vehicle, underneath the wheel well, and other places like that. And so they were concerned that, you know, people might be stalking them using these AirTags. So we've covered that story a couple times, but not really in depth. And honestly, it was kind of in one ear and out the other, and kind of like, yeah, people will figure out ways to use things nefariously. It's just unfortunate in our day and age. So this is what happened to me over the weekend. So I've mentioned before, I help a couple car dealerships. And so sometimes on the weekend, I'm not doing the radio show, I'll fly out and I'll go pick up a vehicle from them at a different auction location and then drive it to the dealership. That's what I did this weekend. I went to Atlanta, picked up a vehicle from auction, and I'm driving it back. All right. And so I think I've been on the road for maybe only like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And all of a sudden my iPhone has this little thing that popped up that said, I can't remember exactly what it said, but it said something along the lines of like, you're being tracked. And I was just like, what? And I'm trying to pull up the screenshot, because I had a screenshot of it because I wanted to share this story. And I don't know what I did with the screenshot now. But basically my iPhone was saying, hey, oh, here it is. The AirTag found moving. And I'm like, what? It says, the owner of this item can see its location. Tap to open Find My and see available actions. So I click on it, and it shows that there's this AirTag that's with me. And then it basically brought up this thing that says, you may have borrowed something from someone, and their AirTag might be inside that. So it was kind of being like, don't worry, it may not be nefarious. It could just be that you borrowed something from somebody, like a purse or a backpack, and they had their AirTag in it so they don't lose their backpack. Well, obviously that's not what happened, because I just picked up a vehicle at an auction. And so I pulled over at a gas station, and I used Find My app to try to find it, because it says you could. So I pull it up, and it says you could click on it to play a sound. So actually, while I was driving, I went ahead and played the sound, and I couldn't hear anything. So that told me, because I thought maybe they did have an AirTag, and they just, you know, whoever had the vehicle before just dropped it, and it's somewhere inside the car. Maybe it's in the glove box, just in case they lose their vehicle, or, you know, who knows what, right? Like maybe they want to track their teenager driving the car, so they threw an AirTag in there. So they can always track where the kid is going. I'm trying to give benefit of the doubt. You know me. I don't usually think bad things at first. So then I keep on looking, and sure enough, I go underneath. I go outside, and I click it, and I can hear it outside. So I'm like, all right. So I'm looking all over. I'm looking the wheel well. Nothing in wheel wells. Then I hear it. towards the back end of the vehicle. So I go ahead and crouch down, and I see black duct tape, black duct tape underneath it. And so I reach under there, and sure enough, when I pull the black duct tape out, there is a just there's an AirTag. There it is, sitting right there. And it was like, it was hidden. Like, it was very well hidden. So I was like blown away, because we covered these stories of people trying to use AirTags to track vehicles, and I'm like, yeah, that seems kind of weird. And it, but it seems like it's like this is one of those things. Is like that happens to somebody else. It doesn't happen to me. And so I don't know what the owner of the vehicle maybe the owner of the vehicle, the previous owner, was like, I just want to make sure nobody ever steals my vehicle. I mean, after all, it was bought in Atlanta. I mean, they have a lot of a lot of car thefts there. Maybe they're just thinking, if somebody ever steals my car, I'll be able to go get it. Or I don't know. I mean, because the thing is, like I said, buying it for a dealership, sometimes a lot of these cars they buy were repossessed. So maybe the person was getting it repossessed. They knew it was going to get repossessed. So then they thought, oh boy, I wonder if maybe they were thinking, if my car gets repossessed, at least I'll know where it is and I can go track it later. I'm like, what in the world? This is blowing my mind. And then, here's something even crazier. So when I pull the app up, the Find My app, it actually has, like, in red dots, shows the location everywhere where this AirTag has been going since it's been basically following me. So it showed my route of, like, going around Atlanta, and then when I finally hit the interstate, I just like, what? And which, of course, whoever the owner of the AirTag is, they would be able to see that route too. It freaked me out. I was like, okay, this is pretty crazy. Now, at the same time, I got this is my other thought too. For $30, that's kind of a cool thing to be able to, to get and be able to track your stuff. Like, because now I'm like, I got two teenage kids, so now I'm kind of thinking, like, okay, and I got a 13-year-old daughter. Like, I need to just throw one in her backpack, because she almost always has her purse with her, so I can always keep track of her with my teenage kids. I mean, I can track them. And you lose if you're somebody who loses your keys a lot, just get the AirTag. This app is awesome. And apparently with the newer phones, so I don't have the newest phone, but apparently with the newer phone, instead of just hitting a sound and trying to look for it, it can actually guide you, like, nope, take two more steps. You're 5 feet away or whatever. Like, it can actually guide you to where the actual AirTag is. Anyway, it blew my mind. It was like so, like, once I looked underneath the vehicle, and saw the black duct tape, I was like, wow. So, I know what you're gonna ask, like, what did you do with it? So I called Apple, actually. Actually, I used a chat in my app. I said, hey, I found an AirTag on my vehicle. Can I keep it? Can I use it for me? And they basically said no. They said, if you want to, you can call the police, and they can contact Apple, and they have a way to find out who the owner of the AirTag is. And if I wanted to, pursue anything, and I was like, well, technically they didn't know it was a dealership car, but so they have protocols in place. So if you are a female and you feel like somebody's stalking you, and you find one of these AirTag things, by the way, this is a new updated software from Apple that will let you know there's an AirTag near you that's been following you for a while. If you don't have an iPhone, though, they have that software has been updated so it even works with Androids. That way, as a safety precaution, anybody who's being tracked by an AirTag will get a notification, and you can track it down, and then you can call the police, and then they can find the owner of the AirTag and go that work and go down that right way. Oh, here's interesting. See, I like the way you think, because I was like, I don't want to think they're doing anything nefarious. And here's one. The vehicle could have been used for Turo by the previous owner. So Turo is where you can put your vehicle up. It's like Airbnb for car rentals. So you can put your vehicle up to be rented by anybody. So anybody can borrow your car, rent your car. But then, like, what if they just take off with it? Yeah. So you throw. But see, once again, why would you not just throw it in the glove box though, or like in the side or something? Like, it's underneath the vehicle, taped. That was very. I don't know. That's the part that made me think, okay, that's the thing. But what's the point of tracking something if the thing or person you're tracking lets them know they're being tracked? Cool tech, regardless. Thanks for sharing. That's true, because my kids, if I'm tracking my kids, they're gonna get a notification I'm tracking them. So I guess you can't really track people without them knowing. Yeah, that's a point. It's really, I mean, that's not what it was made for, right? It was made so if you lose your keys, you lose your wallet, you could throw one of these things in your wallet, you could throw it in your purse if you lose your purse a lot. You know, it's meant for tracking stuff that you lose on a regular basis. Or you put it in your car when you park somewhere so you don't lose your car in a big parking lot. You know, it's meant for things like that. It's just some people have decided to use it nefariously. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Still seeing slow-moving traffic on Davis Highway. This is going to be in the northbound direction. We had an accident right near the interstate, so slow-moving once you get past Langley Avenue heading northbound, as well as getting off of I-10 and I-110 onto Davis Highway is going to be slow-moving. On the interstate, I-10 and I-110 moving nicely. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect typical afternoon slowdowns, as well as the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. Also slow-moving traffic per usual. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Got a text, a couple of texts here about this. One is, my roommate had one on her cat's collar. Oh, now that'd be interesting. Your cat or your dog, especially like a dog who gets out a lot or something like that, put that sucker on them. Because you can chip your pet. But all the chip does is if somebody finds it, they can pull up the chip to find out who the owner is. But there's really no way for you to go and go, hey, I chipped my dog. Can you find out where he is? They don't really have that. But this would work. You could have this on the dog's collar or something. Another one, Bobby, perhaps the car company you bought it from was tracking it to make sure it got to the person that bought it. No, like I said, this was a dealership that just bought it at auction. So unless the previous dealership might have had it on there, but I'm sure they would have wanted to recover their device. I mean, it's only $30, so maybe not. I don't know. So, yeah, there you go. It's it just blew my mind, though. Like, the software, I get this alert. You're being tracked by an AirTag. I'm like, what? So, kind of cool that you can do this nowadays with this technology, but also cool that Apple came up with the technology to let us know when somebody's tracking us with it. All right, coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a couple of questions rolling in here about these Apple AirTags. How long do the batteries last? Can you replace them? I don't know how long the battery lasts. Apparently a very long time. But yes, you can replace the battery. It just uses like a coin battery, like a regular lithium coin battery. But apparently the battery lasts a long time. When I looked up how long, it said basically a year. So an Apple AirTag can last a year. Wow. So kind of interesting one right there. And like I said, even if they have an Android, Apple's updated their software now to let you know if you're being tracked by an AirTag, even if it's an Android phone that you have, not an Apple. Now, if somebody doesn't have an Apple or an Android and they've got the Google phone or the one of the other ones, then it wouldn't let them know. Or if they got like a flip phone, you know, a dumb phone instead of a smartphone, then they won't be able to know if somebody's tracking them. So there's that aspect of it as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got your daily dad joke coming up here in about 6 minutes, and got an interesting story from a Florida mobster that I'll share with you in about 6 minutes as well.
Now it's time for your top trending news. Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford. Just a heads up here as you may be headed home. There is an active apartment fire working right now. Both Escambia and Pace fire rescue crews are at the scene. This is at the Jasmine Creek Apartments on 9 Mile, just across from the Target, close to the golf course there. So seeing some heavy traffic in that area. So they're still working the fire. So just a heads up if you are in that general direction. Elsewhere today, more than 3,500 people are dead from earthquakes that hit Turkey and Syria. Just over half of those deaths have occurred in Turkey. The first quake of magnitude 7.8, the second tremor just below that. Turkey will observe 7 days of national mourning. President Biden says the shooting down of a Chinese balloon will not change his State of the Union speech tomorrow night. Biden said it was always his idea to shoot it down once it was safe to do so. A new bill in Tennessee would determine what happens to a family pet when a couple gets divorced. Sponsored by Representative Caleb Hemmer, both Democrats, a Democrat and Senator Jeff Yarbrough. The measure would allow a court to be involved in whether a pet is provided full or partial custody with their owners in the case. If passed, the bill would take effect on July 1st.
Yeah, I've actually been seeing a couple of things now about not just custody of pets, but like subscription accounts. Your streaming subscription. Who's going to keep paying for the subscription account for Netflix or something like that? So, yeah. But so, I mean, it's good to see. So is Tennessee the first state to come up with some sort of rule or regulation pertaining to custody of pets?
Let's see. Pet custody law.
Because I've never heard. I mean, I'm sure there's individual cases where they – I'm sure where they've argued who, you know, hey, I want custody of the dog or the cat or whatever. But I've not heard of a state actually coming up with some sort of law regulation pertaining to that.
Judges in both Texas and Alaska created visitation schedules between former spouses. I don't know. New York, New Hampshire, California, Alaska, and Illinois, I believe.
Oh. Huh. Okay. Very interesting.
Would you be more outspoken about the pet or the subscription accounts?
Probably the pet. Because the subscription accounts, I mean, they can get pricey. Especially if somebody's
pricey.
Got, like, all of them.
Right.
You know, then that could be pretty pricey. But at the same time, it's like, you know what, I think, you know, I'll handle my own subscription if it comes down to it. But with the pet, I mean, some people have some expensive pets, you know, and then you build that bond with the pet. You don't really build a bond with your Netflix account.
I think that's a conversation for the bros. You say, hey man, you know, I'm going through a rough patch here, going through divorce, let me get the YouTube TV subscription.
Yeah exactly. Can you hook me up with a subscription here? So exactly. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
As Joe mentioned earlier, we are seeing some slow traffic on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be right in front of the Chick-fil-A, Fusackley's area, right in front of the Target due to that apartment fire. Slowdowns are going to be in the westbound direction, and it's going to be backing up to about University Parkway. We are seeing slow-moving traffic on Davis Highway due to an accident right around the interstate. Slow-moving traffic in the northbound direction right past Langley Avenue, and seeing slow traffic getting off of I-10 and I-110 onto Davis. And just typical afternoon slowdowns leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace in the eastbound direction. Due to construction, expect delays and slowdowns leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. This is going to clear up around Gondolier Boulevard. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, got your daily dad joke, plus a kind of a funny story about a Florida mobster. That's coming up next.
Sun where I find I know it's hard sometimes. Be-
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Somebody else asking about the air tag that I discovered on my vehicle. Did you just ditch it? No, it actually had a way for me to be able to disable it so it could no longer track me. So I just did that. And that's when I called Apple. I was like, hey, so I got this air tag. Can I keep it and use it? And they're like, no, only the owner can use it unless the owner transfers it to you. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, I'm not contacting the owner of whoever put this sucker on my on the car. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Got another one from a listener. Here's a Daily Dad Joke. What do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. No idea. Eh? Huh? I like it. That's good stuff right there. Here's another one. A man walked into a seafood restaurant and asked for a lobster tail. The waitress sweetly smiled and said, "Once upon a time, there was a handsome lobster." And is a lobster tail? Get it? No. Oh. A Florida mobster's son has finally admitted that his dad did not die in a hitman incident in 1968 as previously believed. He fled to Italy and lived under a pseudonym for the rest of his life. Wow. It's actually a very interesting story here. I'll tell you more about it after the break.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker. Wonder what it's like to know that I'm made.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. Just call 211 to schedule your time. And they're going to be at four locations: the Pensacola State main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and at Goodwill over on Olive Road. So VITA, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, is for those making $60,000 or less a year. So making $60,000 or less a year, call 211 to schedule your appointment today. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. I was just talking about this this kind of crazy story, this Florida mobster's son. His name is Angelo Badami. He's 72 years old, and he was having an interview about his dad, Joe Badami Sr., says he didn't die in 1968 as widely believed by the FBI and local law enforcement. Instead, he made his way to Italy and lived quietly there as Joe Salza. So apparently, he says his dad at the time had recently torched a department store as part of an insurance scam. And this is in the Tampa area. And was being investigated for 1959 murder. He was tied to several other killings, but nothing could be proven. And so I guess he grew up in this crime business, this crime family's business. And I guess what happened was his cousin. I guess basically his dad had faked being killed. And it took off to Italy and then changed his name and lived there. Well, his son, in the meantime, kind of got caught up in the business and eventually started smuggling drugs into Florida from Colombia in the early 80s. As law enforcement was closing in on him, he took off to Sicily, where he says he was reunited with his dad. He says his cousin picked him up in Palermo, drove him to the small town of Alessandria della Rocca, where his dad was living in a two-bedroom house. He was waiting outside. He gave me a big bear hug, and I guess he spent about 6 months there, and then he was indicted in the U.S. By a grand jury for drug smuggling. So when he returned to the United States, he was sentenced to 5 years, and he served three, and then basically made the claim, in a recent interview, made the claim that his dad was alive, but he ended up dying in Italy. Of old age, but I thought that was kind of bizarre. Florida mobster, who everybody thought, FBI and law enforcement thought was dead, made his way to Italy and was able to survive there under an alias. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependables, talk sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, right now on ESPN2, it's halftime between number 11 Virginia Tech women, the women Hokies, and the number 22 NC State women. And right now, number 11 Virginia Tech is beating NC State 39-28 at halftime. Coming up at 6 o'clock on the SEC Network will be the Tennessee Lady Vols against the Mississippi State Lady Bulldogs. NBA is going to be on NBA TV tonight at 6:30. The Clippers take on the Brooklyn Nets, followed by the Milwaukee Bucks against the Portland Trailblazers. NCAA men's basketball is going to be on TV on ESPN at 6 o'clock. Duke plays number 19 Miami at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Number 5 Texas Longhorns take on number 9 Kansas. NHL hockey will be at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus with the Tampa Bay Lightning playing the Florida Panthers. Let's get traffic on the 5s with Gracie Wolf.
Our slowdowns on 9 Mile have cleared up, so we are checking in clear there, as well as I-10 and I-110. We still have some slow-moving traffic on Davis Highway. It's going to be right near the intersection of I-10 and I-110 getting off of onto Davis Highway. And we still have slow-moving traffic at the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. Other than that, expect your typical afternoon delays leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Highway 90 bridge due to construction, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze proper. Expect slowdowns right in front of the Nature Preserve and will clear up right around Gondolier Boulevard. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Kyrie Irving requested a trade on Friday. Over the weekend, it was basically said he was traded to the reports came out that he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks. However, apparently the trade has not been complete. So the Nets are still exploring additional scenarios to get rid of Kyrie Irving. In the meantime, LeBron James making it known he's not happy that his team, the Lakers, didn't trade for him. He was hoping that they would. Tom Brady over in the NFL says that he will not start his broadcasting career with Fox until the 2024 season. So that kind of ends all the drama that was going on about, you know, is he going to take Greg Olson's job? Well, at least not until next year. And then AJ Green is retiring, the wide receiver for the Bengals. He's retiring after 12 seasons. He was a 7-time Pro Bowler. And Brian Flores. He is the former head coach for the Dolphins. He is now going to be the new defensive coordinator for the Vikings, according to a source. And the John Madden football game had a simulation, and based on their multi-simulations, they predict the Eagles will beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your sports hit. So $20 million has been raised for Florida's legal marijuana initiative to try to get it on the ballot in 2024. $20 million? Like, wow. And I know a lot of that money was spent already trying to pay people, like literally hire people to go out and collect signatures to try to get this on the ballot. This is the third attempt in the past 3 or 4 years to try to get it on the ballot. Now, what it would do getting it on the ballot is they're trying to change the Constitution, the Florida Constitution, to basically legalize marijuana for recreational purposes as well. It would legalize marijuana for adults ages 21 and older. Individuals will be allowed to possess up to three ounces of marijuana with 5 grams in the form of concentrate. Now, I brought this up last week when we got word that they had enough signatures for the ballot language to be reviewed. I did not realize they had raised $20 million in this effort already. That's a pretty big push right there. Now, in order for it to pass still, just because it's on the ballot doesn't mean anything, right? So part of this $20 million was to pay staff to try to get signatures to get it on the ballot. Now, they've had enough signatures twice in the past, but it did not get ballot approval like because the wording was reviewed and they decided the wording was too confusing, and so it did not get approval. This is the earliest that they've ever gotten the signatures completed because they're trying to get it on the ballot for November 2024. So there looks like they're jumping ahead of this right now to make sure they can get the ballot language. If it gets rejected, that they will have enough time to try to get it revised. Now, here's the other thing. Once it is on the ballot, in order for it to pass, they need 60% of the vote to be able to pass. Now, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think it's probably going to... the last time it was on the ballot was 2014. Well, a lot has happened with marijuana and the outlook of marijuana and pot. And the views of marijuana. I don't think it's going to have a problem reaching the 60% threshold this time like it did before. However, I'm sure that's what part of the $20 million they raised for is going to be dealing with, is probably trying to promote and push that. So we'll have to see what happens with that overall. The other story I want to share with you real quick, and if you'd like to weigh in on any of this, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We've been talking about the Powerball and the Mega Millions and all these other things. Like the Mega Millions has hit the most it's ever hit. The Powerball's at its third highest now. Well, we know that a portion of the lottery goes towards schools. So with that, apparently the Florida Lottery is coming to an 11th consecutive year of breaking records, and it's sending $2.3 billion into public education. $2.3 billion. So the fiscal year that ended June 30th, and now we're just getting the data for it, shows that the total sales was $9.32 billion. And second in sales was Pick Family. It was 9% down, actually, from the previous year. Third was the Powerball. So top was Florida Lottery, followed by Pick Family, followed by Powerball with Power Play. And then prizes paid to winners totaled $6.3 billion. And then after operating costs and everything like that, the remaining balance went to the Educational Enhancement Trust Fund, which was $2.3 billion. Wow, that's a lot. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I don't know. Here's a text. I just don't see how I can say legalize a Schedule I prohibited federal substance. Other states have done it. This is one thing I still say. I still believe it's a matter of when, not if, the marijuana will be legal. But that being said, something's got to be done on the federal level. Last year was the first time that the House of Representatives, it was the first time they've ever passed it where they decriminalized marijuana on the federal level. But it did not pass the Senate, and therefore it didn't go up to the White House. So there has been progress made on the federal level as well. Senator Rand Paul, at the end of the year last year, brought up this point and said he feels like Republicans controlling the House and the Senate has basically doomed legalization of marijuana, or at least changing it as a schedule, because I thought it was a Schedule II drug, not a Schedule I. But either way, changing the federal status of marijuana is probably dead in the water on the federal level under Republican Congress. And the best chances of having that happen was Democrats controlling the House and the Senate, and they didn't do it. And so he was pointing out, like, it was a missed opportunity. Even if you didn't want to change the status of marijuana on the federal level, they could have changed laws, since states are legalizing it, even just for medical reasons. I mean, remember, at this point, marijuana is legal for recreational purposes in more states than where marijuana is completely prohibited, where it's not even allowed for medical purposes. That's how big of a shift we've had over the past 10, 15 years. It's legal for recreational purposes now in more states than where it's completely illegal. So, wow. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom and top stories on FoxNews.com. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get a quick traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Gracie?
This traffic update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. We are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110, as well as our slowdowns on Davis Highway have cleared up. Still expect typical afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, as well as 98 eastbound. That's going to be as you're approaching Gondolier Boulevard. Expect some slowdowns. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, nearly 16,000 people injured, more than 3,400 dead from earthquakes that ravaged Turkey and Syria. Just over two-thirds of those deaths have occurred in Turkey. The first quake was a magnitude 7.8, the second tremor just below that. President Biden is expected to underscore his economic policies when he gives the State of the Union address tomorrow night. White House Economic Advisor Brian Deese says Biden will make a clear contrast between his approach and what's called trickle-down economics. The recent Arctic chill, one for the record books at New England's highest point, the lowest wind chill ever recorded, 109 degrees below zero, set Friday on New Hampshire's Mount Washington. And finally, a new scam in Georgetown, Kentucky, appealing to people's taste buds. Cops there say a link is being circulated around the web that's offering free coffee and donuts. People who have clicked on the link have been finding out that it releases a virus that allows typing only in all caps.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least it's a fairly harmless
Oh, that would bug virus. Me way more than, like, all the blocks and everything else that I would just be hammering the caps like, what in the world's going on?
Yeah, that's funny. But, yeah, that's funny. People are free donuts and coffee. That's going to catch a lot of people right there. That's a good one. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com is Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson, stumbles over a simple question on Chinese surveillance flight. Yeah, she's been – look, at this point, Fox News is almost just picking on her. I mean, she's just not good at her job. And we've known this for a while. And here we and so she just continues to struggle with questions from the press. Not the first time, won't be the last time. And finally, economist who called for the 2008 housing crash has called for a new prediction, says we're going to be getting a crash here, another real estate crash this year. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right. Beyonce's career total of 88 Grammys nominations is tied with Jay-Z, her husband. Yeah, they have the most received by any artist in the history of the war. It's kind of cool. Pizza Hut uses 3% of all the cheese produced in the United States. That's how many pizzas they produce. And there are 8 Hawaiian islands, but you can't visit 2 of them. One is a nature reserve and that used to be a military test site, and one is privately owned by a family that rarely allows visitors. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.